Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take Three.
Welcome back to Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone at 8:49. And yes, indeed, it is time for Take Three. New segment we just started where I throw out three takes and get these guys' opinion on them. Throw in a word or two. Brandon will as well. So here we go. Take one. This is going to be an easy one. Do we see any Titan starters tonight? And if so, what's sort of the over-under?
I could see the offensive line out there maybe for a series. I could see the defense maybe out there for a series. Beyond that, not much.
Oh, so you're saying yes, huh?
Maybe for a series.
Oh, man. You said this is an easy one. Because it's what I think they're going to do or what I would do.
Yeah, yeah, maybe two different things.
Yeah, so what question are you asking me?
What would you do?
I'm planning for a quarter.
A quarter?
Yeah. I ain't got time for that. Hmm. We got to get things corrected. Yep. Injuries. Oh, well. They didn't care about Harold Landry on special teams.
Nah, that's true.
Oh, he's a rookie.
I'm going to kind of, I think maybe a series or so at the most.
Oh. Man.
But I wouldn't mind. I would be happy if they played him a quarter because it'd make it a whole lot more fun to watch.
What I think they're going to do. I don't even think they're going to go out on the field. I think they're going to have ball caps on and not even play.
I think that's probably close to the truth.
Yeah.
I think Blaine's probably right there. Honestly, I would probably try to handle it like they did the first preseason game. See if you can get a good drive out of the offense. Doesn't even really have to get points, but if you get in the plus side of the field, maybe get a field goal. Or, in a great scenario, get a leadoff touchdown and just watch from the sidelines the rest of the game.
Voice of reason right there, Brandon. There you go.
Find out 7 o'clock tonight, the Titans and the Vikings. Take two. The Urban Meyer scandal at Ohio State is far from over. Yes or no? Especially in light of what we saw yesterday from Zach Smith.
No. No, no, no. I think we're going to see more texts. I think we're going to see more information. And, boy, Zach Smith never disappoints, does he?
No, not on social media there. He has a voice, and there we have it. I would definitely say no. I've been saying from the beginning, I think this is far from over. I don't think it's be over till Urban Meyer resigns. So, yeah, it's still going.
I guess my thing is, like, we're going to get more information rolling out here, but are they really going to penalize Meyer anymore this season? I mean, he gets the quote-unquote three-game suspension.
He gets the pass.
I mean, he's not
a three-game suspension, but he gets to be at the practice at the second game.
He just
can't be at the game.
Yeah, get to be sitting in the parking lot or
And this is going to turn into Ohio State fans angry because it's the national media against their program. Totally misplaced loyalties, but I just don't see how Urban's going to be able to shake it. It's going to be hanging over them all season. We'll see how he handles it.
And clearly, I think it'll go on as long as Zach Smith would apparently like for it to go on. I mean, I'm not saying it could have died down after last week's press conference, but I think it would have been less of a headline. But this dude is just having Twitter meltdowns now, getting his mother involved, who's posting this long, angry Facebook post just calling out Urban Meyer. Just as long as the Smith family apparently would like to just drag this out, then yeah, it is going to continue to be a headline for Ohio State the entire season. As I don't think Urban Meyer is going to get punished anymore, especially this season. I think the three-game suspension, however light you might think that might be, is going to be it. But this thing, as long as the Smith family will continue to drag it out, it's going to continue to be a story.
And Brett McMurphy continues to find more information or give us more information.
Yeah, that he already has. He's just waiting to play it.
Yeah, yeah.
And take three in our take three topics, and I'll go first on this one. Hitting for the cycle is overrated. Christian Yelich hit for the cycle for the Brewers last night, part of a 6-for-6 night. I always said that the cycle is a neat thing, is sort of a neat statistical achievement, but I would much rather have four home runs than have a single, double, triple, and home run. What do you guys think?
I don't know if it's overrated, but I'd rather have the three home runs. I think it's a great achievement, but if you ask most hitters, they'll take the dingers.
Mm. Well, the chicks love the long ball, though.
Yes,
too,
they
right?
do.
Yep. Yeah, but I like the cycle.
Oh, yeah.
I like the cycle because you like to show your versatility, because how often will you get to hit for a cycle? There'll probably be another opportunity to hit a couple dingers, but there's not going to be too many that you can hit the cycle. That's a rare moment because usually you get the double, you know, the single.
The triple's always a hard one.
The triple's the hardest one. So when you get that, I think I would rather have that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's like, quite often if you get to three home runs in a game, they're just going to walk you the next time, so you don't even have an opportunity at four home runs. Right. So if you're giving me the choice between hitting for the cycle and hitting four home runs in a game, I'm probably going to select four home runs right. in a game. I think maybe the more impressive achievement from Christian Yelich last night is going 6-for-6.
Yeah, that was
like, that is a really that's. That's a really difficult thing to do, to hit the plate 6 times and get 6 hits. Like, I saw Gary Sheffield do it a couple. He went 5-for-5 a few times when he was in a Braves uniform, and I thought that was impressive. But 6-for-6, man, that's getting it done.
And if that can't get going, maybe he gets the double cycle.
Yeah, he might have.
But what's always funny about the cycle is if a player needs a double or a triple at the end, and say he only needs a double, and he hits it to the gap, and now he'll stop at second base, even though he probably could have crawled to third.
Oh, I got you.
Or he stops at first because he needs a single and doesn't want another double.
The Reds haven't had anybody hit for the cycle since Eric Davis in 1989. They showed that last night. But and that Eric ballpark Davis. Does not give up many cycles because it just doesn't give up many triples the way it's constructed.
So big,
all right, bonus question.
Uh-oh.
Take four.
Wow.
This has been going around a lot on Twitter. Biscuits or cornbread?
Oh, biscuits for me.
Biscuits or cornbread?
Biscuits.
Biscuits or cornbread?
These are two. You just heard from two dudes that aren't from the South. It's cornbread.
Cornbread is the clear answer here.
And biscuits and gravy, there's nothing like it.
Biscuits and honey.